Welcome to our pre-show. Thunder, what the fuck is wrong?
What's wrong, man?
What the fuck is with my cat, man? Now, I understand that it's a brand new house, and I understand that she's just come 3,000 miles in a fucking pet transport van. It was her own van. She had her own little van, and Christy and the guys were really, really good to her. And I got pictures of her every 4 hours.
Thunder, what the fuck you want, man?
But we're looking at a two-story house now, just like we were back in California. But this house, she doesn't want to go downstairs. She just stays upstairs in the bedroom, in the primary suite, I guess is what they call it now. She likes to go out on the balcony. She likes to look at the ocean. Maybe I can open the balcony up and let you go out look at the ocean if you want. But she's out here going, meow, meow. She's bitching. Don't be fucking bitching, man. All right, we're going to do an encore, the midweek encore, because we've been doing a lot of fucking work on the studio, and I'm fucking beat. Not the least of which was getting the camera to actually work. We're good. It's just things getting up and running, man. I wanted to know, just looking at my BSBs and More page, which a lot of times will tell you, especially Rory and the guys, from the banks of the river of the Banana River. I'm not. I hate it. Where's the fucking, what do you call it? Well, that's great, Thunder. So did you kick all that shit out on the floor? Jesus fucking Christ. Time for the annual review of the Arts Battaglia's episode. This is a fucked up episode. All right, man. The Arts Battaglia episode. You can thank Rory McLeod for this one. Love you, Rory. This is just an exercise in words and bullshit. Arts Battaglia. The guy became a plural. All right. I'm eating celery, in case you guys... Celery is the best. Celery with hummus is a beautiful thing. When I was a kid, my mom would give us celery and cream cheese. You ready for that? I know it may kind of weird some of you guys out, but... We loved it. Celery and cream cheese. Then the other one was celery and peanut butter. Yeah. My mom was ahead of her time when it came to food. She worked healthy stuff into everything. She was the first one that ever said, in my life, 8 ounces of water, 8 times a day. She was big on water. She was the first person in my life that I ever heard say, it's the hours you get of sleep before midnight. Now everybody, The experts tell you the number of hours of sleep you get before midnight are the most significant. My mother used to say it when we were growing up. It's the hours before midnight. And I used to think, oh, that's just her way of getting me to go to bed early. But no, that was my dear old mom. And we never had anything like candy in the house. We never had anything like cakes. The closest we got to having like something cool was Tiger's Milk chocolate flavored. Everybody remember Tiger's Milk? It was a healthy powdered milk drink. My mom bought it, and she bought the chocolate variety. Here you go. Here's the chocolate. Oh, great. So you never really want to have any kids over because everybody else's house had donuts and candy and shit. My house, nuh-uh. What else did we have at the house that was, Roman meal bread. White bread? Wonder bread? Forget it. None of that shit at our house. It was Roman meal bread, apples. That's what we had for our snack for lunch. And stuff like that. It was my mother, I'm telling you, she was very much ahead of her time. She did a lot of reading on food and what was healthy and this kind of stuff. So thanks, Mom. Maybe it's because of that I've never had really bad health in my life. I've hit some serious scrapes. You guys all know about my attack of double pneumonia back in 2009. That was very serious. That's the first time I ever spent time in a hospital. I was in my late 50s. I've never had any real serious illness. Flu and colds I used to get. My mom was the first one to get the vitamin C thing going, man. She was talking about fucking vitamin C all the time. All right, Arts Battaglia's. What date is this? The 25th. This is cracking me up, bitch. There's the download of the Arts Battaglia's thing. Here is the...
Today, I'm trying something. I do this occasionally.
So, I'm looking at the old video, and man, I was really low. I was a low person. No, but I mean the video...
Standby. It's a very short pre-show today. I mean, very short.
Okay, I can dig it.
This is Art Battaglia, and this is the sound of a city. Two. This is Art Battaglia. You're listening to the sounds... Say it. This is Art Battaglia. This is the sound of a cities. The sound of a cities. The sound of a city. No? All right.
An hour? This motherfucking episode's an hour? Holy Jesus. That's why I think the half hour is a far better format. This is July 25th, 2017. I don't know what the fuck it was I was thinking, but it was an experiment in language and shit. I don't know.
It was an experiment in language.
We turn this fucker off and get our fucking act together. Okay? 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, and the 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.